Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Science and technology strive to extend life and avoid death. If you believe the ads, you might think, if I just had the right diet, the right exercise regimen, and the right medicine, I'll be strong, healthy, young, and attractive forever. We can get so attached to this world that the thought of dying makes us more worried about what we'll leave behind than excited about the glory that lies ahead. Jesus existed before time began. He is timeless and immortal. We humans were created to be immortal too. But then sin entered the world. The Bible says the one who sins is the one who will die. For our failure to live up to the perfect standard of God's holy law, we deserve to die, and we will die. But Jesus, the Son of God, was holy. He had no sins, and so he remained immortal. And yet, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. This is why Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. His friends and followers tried to dissuade him. They knew his enemies wanted him dead. Jesus knew that too. But he also knew that he came to die in shameful innocence on a cross. As you and I think about our death, we have many unanswered questions. How will I die? When will I die? But for Jesus, death wouldn't call the shots. Jesus said about his life, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." Jesus chose to come into our world as a human being, and Jesus chose to die. The only one who truly didn't deserve to die gave up his life and died on a cruel Roman cross so that we don't have to fear death. When the sinless, immortal God died, death lost its power over us too. The immortal came to die, and now death is but the door to eternal life for all who cling to him in faith. Jesus, living Savior, you did the impossible. Though you are immortal, you came to die for me. Thanks and praise. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.